not what I do best. It's hardest if I feel depressed. But when I do exalt his name, it always helps to kill the pain.
This is Apologetics with an X, and welcome to our show. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, along with Apologetics lead singer and lyricist Jay Jackson.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We are, with all apologies to Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, who will not be featured on this show. We are glad to be back with you. Glad to be back with Jerry here. And we got some new songs for you today. I'm going to limit the show to four different groups that we spoofed, and each section is going to have a different different little bit of that. The first section today was a Nirvana song. It was originally Smells Like Teen Spirit. Ours is called Smells Like 30-something Spirit, because I think I was probably 30-something when I wrote it. I am no longer that. But it just deals with, hey, when you're down and you're depressed, you know, that's the best time. It's the hardest time to praise God. But it's a great time to praise God. I won't say it's the best time, because you should praise God all the time, but it's an important time to praise God. And so dealt with that sort of stuff. Of course, that being a number six hit for Nirvana in the early 90s, and the song that kind of revolutionized the 90s and kicked off the grunge movement, even though there were grunge bands around before that. We'll get to those guys later. Anyway, our next section is very ungrungy. It's a surf rock, pop vocals, and sweet harmonies from the Beach Boys. We have four songs by them. We have a parody of Surf and Safari, their first top 40 hit, called Servin' the Father. Then we have one of their racing hits, Little Deuce Coupe, redone as Little Youth Group. Then one of their hits from the 70s. It should have been a bigger hit than it was. It was released twice as a single, hit the Hot 100 both times, but never hit the top 40. it's a criminal oversight. But anyway, the song was called Sail On Sailor. Ours is called Same Old Savior. And then we have a brand new release by us. Well, it's kind of brand new. It's a song we spoofed in 2000, but I've been wanting to redo it since then with the stellar background vocals that Rich Mannion can provide. And he also did the keyboards and even played the guitars on this one. And Keith Haney played the bass and Jimmy Vegas Tanner played the drums. It's a remake of our parody hit, Crowd of Foreign Girls, a parody of California Girls, the number 3 hit by the Beach Boys from 1965.
Let's go serve them now, never want to turn them down. Come and serve the Father with me.
Come and serve the Father with me.
Early in the morning till the stars come out, there's always something coming along. We're loaded up with goodies that the Lord put inside. Let's get them out and bring them to God. Come serve daily, make it your creed. Turn them down, come and serve the Father with me.
Come and serve the Father with me.
If you want to use your talent, you can use them right here. There's big jobs right under your nose. So go and ask the Father for some guidance this year. And when it comes, and get ready to go. Come serve daily, and get your creed. Yeah, I'm going to take you to serve them with me. Come on along, serve daily. Tell you serving God is wild. He'll give you big things if you're faithful in the tiny things He's chosen for you. Come serve daily, sing at your creed. Yeah, I'm going to take you to serve Him with me. Come on along, serve daily, sing at your creed. Yeah, I'm going to take you to serve Him with me. Let's go serve Him now. Never want to turn Him down. Come and serve the Father with me.
Come and serve the Father with me.
Serve the Father.
Yeah,
save them.
Please tell your friends about our show, Apologetics with an X, which we could define as praiseworthy parodies with a purpose. And we're here each week at this time with many of your apologetic parodies. So tell your friends where you listen or remind them of our archives featuring a year's worth of apologetic shows. And you can locate that at our flagship station, angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com.
Well, Jerry, I love a little alliteration, so thank you very much. We're going to do some Beatles songs next, and four of those, and the first one is called All My Letters. It's a parody of All My Loving by the Beatles, obviously. Then we have Two Sides of the Same 45. Both, you know, the Beatles had a lot of double-sided hits, but only a few of them were super, I mean, a lot of them, you know, had hits on both sides, but I think my memory, just a few, did both sides hit the top five. One notable one is We Can Work It Out went to number one, and Day Tripper went to number five. This one did even better, even though the second song was kind of forgotten about. The first, the number one hit on the A side was I Feel Fine, which we redid as Matthew 9, which we're going to play for you. And the second one is one we just released, which was a number four hit from the B side, which is called She's a Woman, It's probably the most forgotten Beatles top five hit there is, and we read it as Sheba Woman, as from the perspective of the Queen of Sheba. And then we're going to close this set with a song that was never released as a 45, but it's one of the Beatles' classic tracks, one that everybody seems to know, A Day in the Life from the Sgt. Pepper album, redone as A Day in the Loaf, a story of the Jesus feeding the 5,000 and later feeding the 4,000. The 5,000, for those of you out there who are wondering, that was in a Jewish area, and the 4,000 was in a Gentile area.
Romans and 4 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Jews. There's a long else to read, and then Paul, Timotheus, and then Titus, Philemon, Hebrews. I will send all Christians the letters I have written in hope that you'll read them for me. And then while I'm away, you'll burn on every day, cause I've sent all my letters to you. All my letters from James and both Peters to John, who has three there. Remember the small one from Jude. And then while I'm away, you'll find hope every day, cause I've sent all my letters to you. All my letters
sits in my own home. He tells me not to dine alone. Says, let's go. I've been lost and hurt till Matthew 9. I'm so bad, but Jesus didn't care. He showed that he still has love to spare. And it makes me cry and sing, you know, and write some Bible things, you know. I did so see his love for me in Matthew 9. Jesus is divine, you know. He helps me all the time, you know. It's just so. I met Christ at first in Matthew 9. I'm so glad my freak flag's been unfurled. He's so rad. We're telling all the world the amazing kind of things, you know. To buy the King of Kings, you know, he did so. Read that stuff with me in Matthew 9. Read that stuff with me in Matthew 9.
brought the king some presents to show that I'm no peasant. Only heard about his wisdom, but I'd never met him ever. I said I'm gonna test him. Turned out only half was told me. The intelligence he showed exceeded all normal limits. Sheba is hard to find these days, but in my time it was probably somewhere near Arabia or Yemen even. Sheba is hard to find. Queen I was, but in my palace, wisdom's hard to find as well. But Solomon had vast supplies. Sheba woman, queen of the land, Sheba woman, me Solomon. I brought the king some presents, spice, gold, and gems so precious. All he ever had to give me was the answers to my questions. Solomon gave me presents. Turned around and I went home with gifts far better than my own. It truly was quite a visit. Spice, gold, and gems so precious. First Kings chapter 10, it's written down forever and forever. He answered all my questions. There was only one man known who's wiser than King Solomon. He's Jewish and comes from heaven. Sheba woman, Sheba woman, Sheba woman, Sheba woman.
give up. Cause look around for food beside the lake. Found the kid who had some bread. Told the boss, he said there was sweat. Had a word of prayer and bread was broke. Had so many loaves there I thought it was a dream.
Well, Jay, I know our friends would like to purchase some of your tunes for their very own selves, and that whether it's a single song, an album, or every song you've ever recorded, it is so easy to get that in their collection. And how might they do that?
Yes, Jerry, it's so easy. It's so easy. It's so easy. You just want to go to apologetics.com, our website. Just remember to spell the name like the name of the show. It's Apologetics, but with an X. You can also get our stuff from places like iTunes, Amazon, MP3, Spotify, Pandora. You know, all the major, any major digital platform. But if you want to get everything and get the CDs, come to the website, apologetics.com. And we have four songs coming up for you now by another leading light of the grunge movement, even though I don't think either of these bands ever called themselves grunge, whether it be Nirvana or this other Seattle well-known band, Pearl Jam. We're doing four parodies by them. First, we have Last Kiss, which was originally done by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers, and it was redone by a group called Wednesday in the 70s. Pearl Jam took it to number two in the 90s, as did the original by J. Frank Wilson. Anyway, ours is called Last Night. It's about Peter betraying Jesus and Peter's thoughts afterwards. I have to guess what they might be. I'm not saying they were straight in the Bible. We know that he went off and wept, though. Then we have a song called Daughter, originally by Pearl Jam. It's called Doubter, and it's from the perspective of Thomas the Apostle. Once again, I don't have his writings to tell me how he felt, but I can imagine he's a little bit saddened, at least, that he would be if he were around. He's busy in heaven right now, but if he were around, he'd be a little saddened by the fact that he's known as Doubting Thomas when the man went on to become a missionary to places like Babylon and India, and also a martyr. So he only doubted that one time. So give the guy a break. Then we have a song called Even Though, a parody of Even Flow, also by Pearl Jam. Even Though deals with Philippians 2:5-8, you know, that we should have the minds of ourselves like Christ Jesus, that even though he was in the form of God, he did not consider deity something that be, you know, that he should cling to, but he emptied himself, he humbled himself and took on the form of a servant. And finally, we have a brand new Pearl Jam parody. It's actually one I wrote almost 30 years ago, been waiting for a long time to do it. And as usually happens when we have lyrics for a long time, when I take a look at it again, it's like, we got to fix that and fix this and fix this. But anyway, it's about a very important biblical figure that a lot of people who don't read the Bible regularly probably don't even know, even though the guy's mentioned a lot of times. His name is Jeroboam, and he was a king. He was the king who the first king, what happened is after King Solomon got involved with a bunch of pagan gods because he married so many pagan women, God split the kingdom in half, and his son Rehoboam got two of the tribes, and Jeroboam from the tribe of Ephraim got 10 of the tribes. But Jeroboam ended up being just as bad, if not worse, than Solomon, and he started worship with two golden calves. It became a sin that for a couple hundred years afterwards, the rest of the kings of that northern kingdom would still follow. Anyway, that's why the song's called Jeroboam. And as I said, it's a parody of Pearl Jam's classic hit, Jeremy.
Scripture text. scripture text will remind me. Don't call me doubter, not fair to me. That's in the past and behind me. Don't call me doubter, not fair to. The scripture text will remind me. Just call me martyr, I dared to preach to skeptics that killed me finally. Don't call me.
harmless little foreman. Ooh, it's the first kings of them all. That if he'd stand with the precepts, he'd be blessed. How could he forget? But as king, he had a surprise left. Make gods like Aaron's, wool caps bright golden, just like the dead in bygone days I've heard. God had given him election. Oh, yet a thought of something that Solomon wouldn't dare. King Jeroboam was wicked.
Hope you've enjoyed this week's Apologetics with an X. And remember, we're here each week at this time. But if you want to hear today's show again or any that we've done over the past year, just cruise on over to angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com.
That's right. Cruise on over there, folks. And we're going to close today's show with something that some of you may feel like you have deja vu if you're the kind of people who don't pay attention to the lyrics, because it's another spoof of Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. Now, the one we opened up with, as I said, I wrote it back in 2002. Back when I could say it sounds like 30-something spirit. This new one is a parody called Smells Like Mean Assyrians, and it deals with a story that's featured three different times in the Bible. It's in the book of 2 Kings, it's in the book of 2 Chronicles, and it's in the book of Jeremiah, so it must be pretty important. Deals with King Hezekiah. There's a guy whose name so many people have heard, but so few people know what he was about. And it's a wonderful story. Well, unless you're an Assyrian, because 185,000 of them died, but they were being bullies and they had it coming. So listen on and see what you hear. We even quote directly from scripture in the middle of the song, so you can learn a lot.
At this time for Apologetics with an X, right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week, right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.